Just thought I'd take a couple of minutes just to explore some of the sounds good but factors that are also always part of well-being initiatives. The first one that people have said to me is that this day out sounds good, but it's on a work day, so I can't come. Well, that may be true for some of us, but I've deliberately done it on a work day because I believe that well-being should be an integral part of our working lives, and that there's plenty of evidence that organisations and individuals benefit from doing that. There's quite a lot of notice to this, and maybe it's worth asking your organisation if you can juggle your working week around it, or that they can actually prioritise that time for you to be away from your desk and having a bit of mental and physical space. There is evidence that the benefits can be immediate in terms of getting some outdoor green space can help to lift spirits straight away, and also that mental space away from work can often lead to better decisions fairly immediately, so it might well be worth doing. Possibly it's worth taking a day's holiday if you can't actually get time within work, but clearly I'm not going to start dictating how anybody uses their holiday, so I'll leave that one up to you. If several people are interested, then and you can't all be away from your desk at the same time, then why not send one or two of them along, and I'm more than happy to have a chat about how that might translate back to your working environment for other people that have not been able to come along. One of the other sounds good but factors that people are less keen to actually talk about, but I think it's there, is something going to be a bit too touchy-feely, happy-clappy, or actually downright embarrassing. I'm deliberately designing this so that it won't have embarrassing things in it that you'll have to do whether you want to or not. I'm hoping it'll be a very stimulating day, an energising day, and we'll have plenty of chance for some light-hearted moments and some time for relaxation and fresh air. But certainly nobody's going to be forced to do anything they don't want to do or anything like that, and it'll be a safe and comfortable environment. Who's it aimed at? Well, the people that are signing up so far are working people that have managed to reorganise their week in that week in order to come along. I think many people are coming along on their own, but if you have a friend or colleague or even a family member that might be interested in coming along, by all means, the more the merrier, you know. So you'll get a chance to meet people you haven't met before, as well as time with some of the people that you may already know. If you've got any questions, do give me a shout, but otherwise, I hope to see you there.